is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Ron's Electric Motors, Wendy's, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services, and the Digital Transformation Unit.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. We don't have any particular set agenda for today. We're going to be talking about the issues of the day. Tomorrow, we should have a special guest for you in the first hour of the show, and then we got a paid guest for you in the second hour of the show for a bit of the second hour of the show. So that should be interesting. We're looking forward to that. In the meantime, we're going to talk about the headlines of the day. Now, it may not seem like it is a major issue, but I do want to highlight the fact that the government has said that it will not allow Dexter Dapps to have a concert this weekend. I believe it's this weekend, right? It's supposed to be one in Freeport and one and a concert the next day in Nassau. I don't understand why. So the last time the Ministry of Health said the carnival couldn't operate or an event couldn't operate that I know of was the carnival, right? So the thinking along that was they were preparing to open schools. They still didn't open schools when they were scheduled to open on the 11th, I believe it was. And they said the carnival couldn't function because the carnival had a bunch of young kids who would go to it. There's no vaccines here for kids under 12. Not that I believe kids under 12 need vaccines, but let's just go with that line. There's no vaccines here for kids under 12. And so they said the carnival can't open because we don't want to risk having a big thing in the school. Okay, fair enough. Fine. Carnival can't open. I ain't tripping. Wouldn't my money. A lot of people lost money, but it wouldn't my money. I would have liked to take in my kids to the carnival, but it didn't happen, right? Because we're still cowering in the shadows. We know now what Omicron does and what it looks like. I don't know why there's this outsized concern about how that's going to impact school openings, but let's just go with whatever logic they said determined that at that time. How is the carnival and the fact that school-aged children would attend it and you were worried about community spread there, how is that the same reasoning when it comes to the Dexter Dapps concert? Now, if you're not familiar with Dexter Dapps, right, he's a Jamaican dancehall artist, and you know, he sings like a lot of racy songs that children won't be attending. Or if you see someone with a child at a Dexter Dapps concert, make sure and call the police because they shouldn't be there. How are schools going to be impacted by holding a Dexter Dapps concert? Are you saying that mothers and fathers are going to go to a Dexter Dapps concert and become infected? Because as I understand it, the event is being held in a bubble and there's testing. You have to be tested whether you're vaccinated or not, I understand, to get into the event. So at some point, you're going to have to come to me with logic that aligns with the science of what it is we're talking about, as opposed to just saying you don't want people to gather because you believe it might impact something else. So last I checked, the churches are open, the movie theaters are open, the restaurants are open for indoor dining, outdoor dining. I've been to Arawak Key numerous times. It's usually packed, even in the middle of the day. Potter's Key has lots of people there during the evening, at night. By the way, shout out to the lady police officer who gave me a ticket when I went to Potter's Key the other day. And I was just going to Evelyn's to get some pickles, right, and some chicken. Because Simeon Hall Jr., the chef, told me to go to Evelyn's, and I didn't park on one of the slots. I parked, like, next to Evelyn's, left my car running, and hopped out and asked them what they had. And the second I turned around, she was there, like, on my car hood, writing me a ticket. And I was like, could you give me a warning, please? You know, I just hopped out of my car for a second. And she's like, no warning, it's a ticket. I just ticketed the other guy over there. He was parked here before you. Now I got to give you a ticket. And so I was pleading with her to give me a warning because I don't want to have to pay the ticket. But eventually she was like, look, consider yourself lucky because it's a $50 ticket for parking here. It's a $150 ticket for leaving your car running without anyone in it, without an adult in it, which I didn't know. Right. So, and she was explaining to me that somebody the other day, someone left their car running at Potter's Key Dock, hopped out to go to a stall. They turned around, it was gone. Because what happens apparently is there are young men and women, I guess the girls cooking now too, who ride around looking for cars that are unattended at service stations, otherwise like that. And if they see a car that's unattended, somebody hops out, runs in. They're riding around, usually in the small cube cars. Not that I'm like discriminating against cubes and fits and whatever the hell else they're called. But they would ride around in groups, and one person hops out, hops in the unattended car, and drives it off. I don't know where they what they do with the cars, or chop them down, or I don't know what the hell's going on. But that's a thing. Anyway, she gave me the $50 ticket. I got to go pay it. She gave me until March to go pay it. So I guess I'll take the $50. But shout out to her. She did her job. I did beg to not have the ticket, and she was like, you got all this hard mouth. You know, I'm just writing you a ticket. I was like, all right. Write a ticket, do your job, I'm not tripping. Money got to make, government got to send people to Dubai, pay out disaster reconstruction contracts, I get it. In any event, I go to Potter's Key all the time. It's packed with people, right? I don't go after dark, but I'm told it's packed after dark. Arawak Key's packed with people, morning till night, middle of the day. People are all over downtown now. If you notice, traffic has picked up in downtown, right? As I said, restaurants open. Every weekend, people are flooded into the bars that aren't quote-unquote just bars. They're restaurants and bars. People are all over. This weekend is Super Bowl weekend. You know exactly what's going to happen. People are going to be having Super Bowl parties all over the country. These restaurants and bars are going to be packed with people watching the Super Bowl. I'm pulling for the Bengals, by the way. So I don't understand, if all that's going on, what the great challenge is with the Dexta Daps concert. So again, children likely aren't going to be at the Dexta Daps concert. They should not be at the Dexta Daps concert. If you don't know one of his most famous songs, I don't know all his songs. They're basically all that I've heard are quite filthy. But I think his most famous song that I've heard is No Underwear. You can let your imagination roam, right? With as to the content of that song, was it Sheena Wear No Underwear, right? Yeah. Fling her legs in the air like a chandelier. That's Dexta Daps content there for you, which I ain't tripping. I'm not mad at you. Songs in my day were just as filthy. So it's nothing new. Y'all kill each other a lot more than we did, exponentially more back in my day. But in terms of just raunchy music, we had that going on as well, and we loved it, all right? So they're going to the Dexta Daps concert to go get loose, right? That's what they're doing. People in their 20s, maybe some of you in your 30s, some of you in your 40s who are clinging to some lost childhood, perhaps, that you feel necessary to go to the Dexter Daps concert. I'm not going to judge you. Maybe you're like the old person in the club. Whenever my wife talks about going out dancing, I tell her I don't want to be the old guy who's in the club, you know, because I don't think I'm old. But a 25-year-old girl is going to look at me like, what's grandpa doing here? Why don't you go home? So the Dexter Daps concert would have been packed, and it would have had a lot of young people, more than likely. They would have tested to go in. It would have generated a lot of money, and they would have had a lot of fun. And I don't blame you. I would have had a lot of fun, too. If it were me and I were in my 20s, I would certainly go to the concert. In fact, I got to salute you guys out here who are in your 20s, because I was on fire when I was in my 20s. I couldn't sit still at all. And if I had to deal with all of these coronavirus restrictions, I'd have been in jail or had a whole glove compartment full of citations for violating coronavirus restrictions. Like all the house parties and stuff like that, I would have been doing that too. I ain't telling you to break no law. I'm just saying I would have violated the restrictions were it me. All right. That's what I would have done. Now, and I'm not tripping. Y'all are going to go to the Dexter Daps concert. You're going to get loose, right? Some babies are going to be made. Not a problem. No? Where do you think these babies come from? Magic? Or do you think they write Santa Claus? That's where the babies come from? Santa, I want a baby for... Or the stork. You thought the stork brought them. No. You go to the club. You go to Dexter Daps concert. You drink Hennessy. What do young people drink now, Ollie? Red Bull? And vodka? Is that still a thing? We used to drink... Alizé back in the day. And cognac, make the color change. Or you drink, they had a drink called Hypnotic, which is blue. I don't know if they still have it. It'll knock you out by itself. We used to put Hennessy in it, drink that, turn green, call it the Incredible Hulk back in the day. Such poor decisions we made. That's what happens when you're young, though. Yeah? Anyway, that's where babies come from. The Dexter Daps concert. The club on the weekend. This is what happens. From the prayer meeting to the Dexter Daps concert. Anyway, we're denying these young people to have a good time. And that's one side of it. But we're also impacting the economy as well. So you should understand this. So a boatload plastic or synthetic, whatever y'all make it from, hair, was going to get sold in the coming days so that a lot of women could go looking fly to the Dexter Daps concert, all right? And so you get your hair, you got to have your makeup done too, right? So a lot of people were going to make money selling makeup and doing ladies' makeup and gluing on hair or sewing on hair or taping. I don't know how the hell it works. Braiding in hair, whatever happens, I don't know, right? A lot of people were going to make money selling eyelashes because the ladies want, you know, half-inch long eyelashes. I don't get it. I don't know which book they read that said that's a thing that attracts other men, that attracts men, but okay. A lot of these young ladies who sell clothes online were going to make a lot of money, right? You see the ladies sell clothes on Facebook and Instagram. My wife was showing me an Instagram page with a bunch of dresses on it. She was like, I want this dress. I said, you can have that, but you can't wear it outside of this house. A lot of young ladies were going to make money like that. A lot of nail technicians were going to make it because you guys want your long nails that are talon-like in nature to, I don't know, climb trees, perhaps. Okay, a lot of people were going to sell shoes this weekend. Money's going to be making, right? There were a lot of barbers who were going to make some money cutting hair. The guys, they're going to go fresh up, right, to the Dexter Daps concert because they're, you know, looking to have a good time as well. Some of them are probably looking to shoot people, but, you know, they too would probably be somewhat fresh, right? So there's a lot of money that was to be made. The concert itself is going to employ people. If you got testing outside of the concert, you're going to have nurses or technicians or whatever doing the testing. They're going to make money. The security guards are going to make money. The venue's going to make money. The bar's going to make money, right? People are going to go out after the concert, have a good time, spend some money, stimulate the economy. So you're really missing out on quite a bit of economic stimulation by not having the Dex to Daps concert. I don't understand the rationale. I get that you want to open schools, and I'm all for it too. But at the same time, I don't know why they can't have the Dex to Daps concert. All right? And we can watch the population grow 9 months from this weekend. Wouldn't it already, like, from Valentine's Day? Isn't that what happens? I'm sorry, everyone's... It's just me, right? Yeah, everyone's out here planning a family. That's what happens, right? I got you. All right, let's do some text messages, and then we can talk about what else is going on. But I don't get it. I don't get why they can't have the Dex to Daps concert. I mean, I'm not going to go see Dex to Daps, right? First of all, why are you wearing no underwear? Anyway. It says, good afternoon. I'd like to send a very happy birthday to Miss Andrea Smith, coming from Indira. Enjoy your day and God bless. Is that my Aunt Andrea? It's my Aunt Andrea's birthday. Andrea Smith, it's her birthday. We love you. Happy birthday to my Aunt Andrea. Annie, as we refer to her. We're going to go see her a little later today. Happy birthday. Also, happy belated birthday to my niece, Daly, who knocked it out of the park with her BJC exams. She got all A's. So I want to send a shout out to Daly for doing such a great job in her exams. All right. She was honored yesterday. All right. So just a fantastic job that she did. I got to give her something for doing so well on her exams and her birthday as well. But yeah, shout out to my Aunt Andrea. It's her birthday today, and it was Daly's birthday. That's my brother's birthday tomorrow. It's his 50th birthday, so shout out to him, too, and I'll do that. All right. Now, let's see. This says, one part of the police system is working. Lucky you. I know, right? At least you know Arawak Key is covered, right? I mean, Potter's Key. At least I've seen police at Arawak Key. At least you know those are two places that police will be. I see less police downtown, though, now than I did before, I notice. Maybe they're all congregating in the station. I saw one guy on the... You seen the, like, the bike? The three-wheel, like, motorized thing? Juan, how much were tickets to the Dexter Daps concert? Because these women said they were broke. Broke? Okay. Broke is a relative term for any young woman, at least in particular, who's in her prime. Broke is a transitory state for women. They will figure it out how to get to the Dex to Daps concert. Juan, what's up with putting limitations on people's age? I'm in my 50s and love me some Daps, LOL. You go. I'm telling you what it is. They're going to look at you like, why are you here? Says Juan, you being too real, behaving like being lied to. Oh, well, that's exactly what's going to happen at the concert. I don't blame you. I was going to the concert, too. What do you think I was going out to the clubs and bars for when I was in my 20s? For the ambiance, for the music, for the cocktails. The hors d'oeuvres were superb. I was looking for women, dude. Straight up. That's it. Juan, I'm 70, and I'm totally fed up with all these restrictions, just burning holes in my shoes, waiting to do all the things I used to do. Tests and masks and hand sanitizer are driving me crazy. Yeah. Like I said, I want the schools open, but it don't got to be at the expense of everything else. Well, you sound like you was a problem in your youth, man. I kind of was a problem out here. Man, why are you dissing my Rapunzel lashes? Why don't you see how much money these government cronies make? They don't care about other people not making money. Yeah, there you go. It's one good show as always. Thanks. So I hope Daly's getting more than the garbage man. Ken and Barbie expensive. Ken and Barbie? She's 15 years old, man. You want her slap me with Ed Barbier. Says, I don't blame Darvel. The law says they need permission. The guy was all over radio bragging that he was having his concert decently and in order. Ladies, please wear underwear. It says that doesn't stimulate the economy, Juan. That just shifts money around. To stimulate the economy, you need new money from outside. It's new money. It's money. The people who worked at a hotel and all these other places, they're going to the Dexter Daps concert. That's where they get the money from. The tourists give them money. They go and spend the money, and we stimulate the economy. It says, how much did tickets cost? I have no idea. At no point in time was I going to attend the Dexter Daps concert. Well, stop saying back in my day. I was born in 86. We're about the same age. We aren't that old, bro. 86? You ain't a set with me. You're a set with my wife. I was born in 76. I was out here spelunking when you was watching Barney. So. It says John Legend was over at Bahamar. I guess indoor venues are better at controlling the spread. Yeah, I mean, Doja Cat had a concert. They had a bubble concert before, right? With what's the guy's name? With the band, Kess? Kess the band? Although I like Kess. I would go to a Kess concert. That's more my speed. As opposed to Dexter Daps. Like, I don't, you know. Morning, McCartney. Love this show. I have a question. Why do Bahamian major food stores allow the door security to search, dig throughout your bag while the receipt is in your hand? It's embarrassing as if you're stealing. I haven't gotten that treatment that they dig through my bag. They do ask me for the receipt, though. And I asked them what the deal was before that, before, and they said that people often throw away their receipts, and if we don't mark them, people come back in the store, pick up items, and go back to try exchange them or get cash for the items. And I didn't think of that, but I would imagine these guys experience a lot of theft going on. Juan, you have no idea how many people don't wear underwear. I don't want to know. I wish not to know that. I don't know why that's happening. Perhaps you should reconsider that. Because Juan was a bad boy back in the day. I wasn't no bad boy. No. I was a lover. I wasn't a fighter. Oh, my God. I can't read that text. That's way too much information. We got a call. Let's go to a call, and then we got to go to a break. I want to talk about some other things that are going on, too. But I don't understand why the Dexter Daps concert can't go on. I'm not a Dexter Daps fan. I'm not going to go pay money to hear somebody sing about who's not wearing underwear or flinging their legs in the air like a chandelier and all this. But, you know, different strokes for different folks. Is this on? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Warren. How you doing? Everything cool?
Yeah, man. I'm good. How's it going?
That's good. Man, Warren, what kind of world are you living in? Man, 80% of the young girls who went on to George, man, Warren. And I'm almost 60 years old. Now, Warren, my thing is, right, a lot of the young kids, them, back in school, but see, this country ain't running good, one, man. This country isn't running good. This country is a banana republic country. We spend all kind of bunch of necessary money, giving people money and all kind of things. And you see, I got two chat group, and I tell everybody my chat group, you already see taxes here. They take the wife from 10, from 15 to 10 or whatever it was, right? And everything else going high sky, one. Where bicycle, medicine, everything going sky high. But I just want government to know, This school, my children and my grandchildren, they very well educated and very well smart, and they ask hard questions. See, we want this country, and this Moses who killing us, man. They just need to get out of the way. They need to go home. You know, all these old people who 75, 70, I don't listen to the word they say. The Christian council, I don't listen to the word they say. What happened to all these activist group one? All the Canadian banks and insurance companies one killing us with hit the seeds and stuff. You can't go to the World Bank and get $20 off the account. They can take up $50. Is that fair? Man, we're on this country market. They better start doing something to start them. Us baby people before we start doing something.
Okay, I'm going to let you go at that point. We're going to talk about the price of food increasing. I got to help you all out with this one, though. And we'll talk about it. We import like 99% of the stuff we consume. And that's not solely because things aren't available here. It's due a lot in part to the fact that we don't prioritize buying Bahamian over what's foreign. And I'll explain to you what I mean a bit better when we come back. Stay tuned.
relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend the best product for you. At Fidelity, we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at fidelitygroup.com, visit any of our branches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 for Freeport.
Good day, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services. How may I help you today?
Hey, listen, I just heard about you all, man.
Yes, sir. How may I help you, sir?
I hear you all giving out free drinks. And I's a mom with 12 children. I love free drinks.
Well, yes, sir. If you're ordering with Airborne Freight and Cargo Services for the first time, we will be giving you prizes just for shipping with us.
Hold on, wait. What are you all giving out, sir?
Well, we're giving away gas vouchers, coupons from various outlets, up to 20% off your shipping fee, and so much more.
Could y'all please stop slamming my door? None of y'all pay no bills inside you. Sorry about that, Mom. Hey, y'all is shipped double shoulders because this woman expecting twins again, Dred.
Airborne Freight and Cargo Services. Get rewarded for being a new customer on top of our ready low rates. Call us at 377-0450 or visit us on Facebook at Ship Airborne for more information.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution, here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're going to talk about some of these things that are causing some of these issues, but first let's deal with some texts. We're talking about the Dex-to-Dapps thing. I just don't think it makes any sense. The narrative's kind of falling apart as to why you're doing certain things you claim in the name of fighting COVID, in the name of public health. Why certain things are allowed and certain things are not. I get it. A concert, people are going to be more prone to be drinking, take their masks off. However, what we know about Omicron and when we look at the rate of infection right now, at some point you're going to have to say to yourself that we're going to have to allow certain risks in society to allow society to continue, because not everybody's in this formal economic sector that we've been so quick to support and prop up, which I have a problem with, but not everybody's in that sector, right? You're being naive if you think your economy is only driven by these few industries. It's driven by a lot of the informal economy, right? A lot. That's how a lot of people make their living. That's how a lot of people get money to buy things, to get the VAT into the treasury, even though a lot of it's big business. A lot of it is fuel and all this other stuff like that and BPL. But still, there's a big, huge section of the informal economy that benefits when you have these events, concerts, et cetera, sporting events, you know what I mean? And to just say we're not going to do any of that anymore because we're so afraid of what's going to happen with COVID, even though we see that Omicron is much, much, much less dangerous, doesn't square away to me. Says, hey, Juan, I'm looking forward to the day for an All Bahamian concert. You could go see an All Bahamian concert anytime. They have lots of those. I don't know if they had a lot since the pandemic, but that ain't no rare occurrence. Good day, Juan. That's very good. They can't have that show. We're fighting COVID off right now. Kudos to the Ministry of Health. Yeah, I don't get how that fights COVID, as I said, considering all the other things that are going on. Says, Juan, you need to tell me your clout and light skin privilege didn't work for you, the doc. Wow, that's the most expensive chicken and pickles you'll ever pay for. Tell Simon Heal you half that ticket, LOL. Right, I know. This light skin privilege, all sight. It don't, if it's a superpower, it don't always kick in. It says, great show as usual. It'd be 61 degrees and black people don't bathe in cold water, so you don't want people to go to the concert with no underwear. Black people don't bathe in cold water, Kermit. Write that down. We've established that through text. All the black people I know. What you meant to say was, all the black people you know don't bathe in cold water. All the black people you associate with don't bathe in cold water. All the black people I rock with, they tend to bathe rather regularly. We got a call, sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, what's up, man?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good, comrade. Listen, I really starting to believe Dr. Davalem. I don't know what words to use to describe their method of thinking, you know. Because look at what they did with the carnival. Carnival would have been a perfect example to vaccinate a lot of people who wanted to go there. Okay, you couldn't get in unless it was vaccinated or show a negative test. This concert, okay, instead of just canceling the concert, right? Because like you said, I totally agree with you. A lot of spin-off money making and stuff like that was to go there, but. If the fellas wanted 2,000 persons, before you cancel a concert, couldn't you say, okay, we can only accommodate you with 1,200, especially if you go look at the venue where it's supposed to be?
Yeah, I agree.
They couldn't do that? Or say, okay, only 1,000 you're allowed to have?
Yeah, I agree. I think that you should give them requirements and restrictions and do that. But don't just say we're not going to have anything, no matter if you test, no matter who's vaccinated, no matter what goes on. You just can't have it.
Something wrong with these fellas who've been all the way to school to learn all these things. Something wrong with their thinking.
Well, you got to understand this too, right? So a lot of people you had on the unemployment program, they never had formal employment to begin with. And a lot of people still don't have formal employment. They're doing hair out of their houses. They're doing nails out of their houses. They're selling, like I say, selling clothes, et cetera. Doing makeup, cutting hair, washing cars. That's how a lot of people are making it.
Exactly.
And you can't just discount those people and go, well, we're going to open school, so everything else has got to, you know what I mean?
And one, at this point now, we have X amount of people that are vaccinated, right? And some have natural herd immunity, right? But a little handful of people would left. A concert would be nice for some of them to go to so they could finish with the natural herd immunity. You understand? Them young people don't go to no hospital and you see them come from them concert or the nightclub and stuff, and that'd be good to help over with the natural herd immunity. You anything that makes that?
Well, you can make an argument for just having community spread and seeing who all gets it. And that's one of the things they talked about with Omicron, but I don't want people to like stone me. So I'm just gonna leave that one alone for now.
Well, anyway, this just baffled me, man. But thanks for taking my call, comrade.
Absolutely. And see, here's what I don't like, right? And I'm not hating on no resort or none of this. But I don't like that the big hotels can have concerts and have all these events and everything because the Dex to Daps thing is outdoor. All right? Doja Cat had a massive concert that tons of Bahamians went to. Why? I don't know. I mean, she looks great, but... they got a Shaggy concert that they're going to have this month at Resorts World Bimini, okay? They have Sheryl Crow on Memorial Day weekend. I don't know how many Bahamians can go see Sheryl Crow, but they're having a Sheryl Crow concert at Atlantis, all right? So if the COVID cases are down and they're not exploding like they were before, I don't see what the big issue is. That's me. This says, well, Bahamians rolling in cash because thousands have money for this concert. One, since the Bahamian women get Dexter Daps, Bahamian men need some foreign women singers and entertainment. I don't have a problem with that. It says, Juan, can we have inflation even though we peg our dollar to the U.S. and import our food from them? Is it really inflation? Hell yeah, it's inflation. What do you mean if it's inflation? Okay, so inflation is essentially a rise in consumer prices. That happens for different reasons. Inflation can also be impacted by supply chain issues. So there may be shortages of different supplies, and the consumer demand is exceeding the available supply, and therefore the goods become more costly. That fuels inflation. Inflation can be fueled by oil prices going up. There's a variety of reasons that that happens. OPEC for a long time was playing, you know, cat and mouse with the rest of the world in terms of how much oil they're going to supply at a particular time or not, right, or have on reserve. Inflation could determine your price of goods coming from a certain area that makes it more expensive to import. So right now, Russia appears to be preparing to invade Ukraine. Why should you care if Russia invades Ukraine outside of the humanitarian effects of that? It is because Russia provides at least 30% of the oil and natural gas that Europe consumes, and it flows straight through Ukraine and also the Black Sea, which is bordered by Ukraine, and I want to say Russia as well. And so that's an issue. And so therefore, to the extent that fuel prices and natural gas prices go up in Europe, certain things would be more expensive to get from there as well. And the world is such an interconnected place that all these things rely on each other. The next frontier is going to be Africa, though. Like, if we're looking at... Anyway, this is perhaps a topic for another show. Like, if the African Union can get its act together, I'm going to get myself in problems because I don't know who's listening. Currently, Africa's development is on track to outpace the rest of the world, right, in the next 20, 25 years, mainly fueled by Chinese lending. And I don't want to demonize China or say like China's colonizing Africa, but Africa's development is directly tied to China's involvement in Africa. Every major infrastructure project that is being built in Africa is either being gifted by China or somehow funded by China. You can look it up. I'm not lying to you. All right. So it's like the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa. That's being built by the Chinese. All the railroads in the Congo, they're being built. And why are the Chinese in Africa? Because they like African people? Maybe. Or because Africa has the largest store of rare earth minerals in the world, the largest reserve of coltan, which is required to make computer parts and batteries, the largest supply of lithium, one of the world's last remaining largest supplies of lumber. There are diamonds in Africa. There's abundant gold in Africa, uranium in Africa, which is used to power nuclear power plants. I'm sorry, we went off track. Anyway, it's just interesting stuff. All right, so inflation's for a number of reasons. It says, are there any nightclubs in Nassau for persons over 55 who like to go dancing? I couldn't tell you. So the concert promoters have to now refund those who they paid? Why they wait till people go so far into paying deposits, et cetera, to then cancel things? I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know who paid what or who gives back what. So since we're off topic, Juan, we got a lot of maritime drama out there. The Crystal Cruise issue, the tanker that sunk, and repercussions for the same, true. And the other cruise ships just mulling around the islands, absolutely. Says if the organizers were going to require testing, et cetera, I don't see why provisions could not have been made for them to have the concert, especially because it's outdoors, it doesn't make much sense. It says, bro, take these masks off these children at school. Where's the sense, bro? Children need to see facial expressions from the teacher and their friends. Freedom, bro, freedom. Yeah, I don't know that face masks are effective with kids. Anyone have any data to show me that? Has anyone done comprehensive studies on face masks in children to show me that they're effective? There are some studies to show that certain face masks reduce the rate of transmission in adults, but nobody studied children. Yeah, we still slap masks on them. Now you're saying put N95 masks on children. I put one of those on my daughter the other day. It was all pink and colorful and nice. She could hardly breathe. It says when Africans even think about getting their stuff together, leaders die quickly, but you're very wise to be cautious. Says, Juan, what are your thoughts on the recent racist revelations of Joe Rogan? So you think that his now justifies Spotify cutting him loose? No, man. I don't have a problem. I mean, look, I don't share this sentiment that certain words can never be said by certain people, no matter the context. I think context matters. All right? They're very, very, very sensitive about it in the United States of America, so I get that. But does uttering a word speak to, like, you being some evil person who's just steeped in racism and hates other people? I don't get that. I don't mean, I rock with Joe Rogan. I don't watch it like that. But I saw where he said the N-word, and it looks bad. But, I mean, everyone got to go away for no matter what they say. Like, I don't get it. I don't get why Whoopi Goldberg got to go away, even though her show's garbage. I don't get why Joe Rogan got to go away, because he said some things that weren't, or had some people on talking about COVID that didn't make a ton of sense. I don't get it. Says Shaggy going to Bimini on February 26th. Approved. Yeah, I see that. Shaggy can have a concert. Minnis was right when he said serious future headwinds were coming, hence an early election. Was he? Because he didn't explain that one to me yet. Show me the headwinds. Fuel prices going up? They've been going up for months and months and months. Food prices going up? They've been going up for 2 years. What major thing has shifted? Was he predicting the tensions between Russia and the Ukraine and the United States and the EU? Maybe his advisors were explaining that to him. That might have been an issue. I don't know. You tell me. We got to take a break. We'll be back on the other side.
Rewind all major brands of electric motors, hand cooling water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-02.
Burger King Nassau is taking spice to new heights with the new Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwiches. Enjoy your choice of a flame-grilled Whopper or crispy chicken filet topped with chipotle sauce, guacamole, jalapenos, cheese, lettuce, tomato, all on a fresh potato bun. The new Baja sandwiches at Burger King Nassau pack plenty of flavor, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings, it's the perfect way to fill your day. The Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwich are only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolutionary on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We were talking about the Dexter Dapps concert, but when we started talking about inflation, and that's what I want to get to, not inflation so much, but the rising costs of things and how it is that we navigate these things. And we're going to have to, yes, look at our government, but we're also going to have to examine ourselves very closely in terms of what informs consumer trends, because we're the consumers. And I promise you, if we didn't consume a lot of this foreign stuff, they wouldn't bring it. All right? They're not going to buy stuff that doesn't sell. They're not going to buy stuff that rots. It's because we buy it and we choose to buy foreign, more often than not over Bahamian, that we are saturated with foreign goods, and we pay the price for foreign goods because we can't control the market forces that are outside of this country. Okay, well, we do a couple more text messages first. And I'm not saying this to blame Bahamians, but I'm just saying the first thing, oh, the price in the government. Okay, the government has a role to play. Sure. Does the government, like, manufacture Quaker oats and can take a loss on it so that you can afford to buy it? Or Aunt Jemima, or what the hell is it called now? Pearl Mill, what is it called? Pearl Mill Company? Aunt Jemima? Yeah, they took Aunt Jemima off because it was, like, racist or something like that. And nobody in the Bahamas cares. There are some people who fake care. Oh, yeah, Aunt Jemima, that really had an impact on me and my childhood and my self-perception. No one cares. But they took Aunt Jemima. Anyway, y'all are buying that. I'm buying it. The government's not producing that. We say we want it. If the government came and said, yo, y'all can't have Pearl Mill, whatever the hell it's called, or Uncle Ben, or Quaker Oats or whatever like this, or Ritz Crackers or whatever, we'd freak out. The government said you can only buy this XYZ, what's Bahamian, or if the government said, well, we're going to put duty on this up by 100% in order to dissuade you from buying this and buy the Bahamian product, a lot of people will just go pay the extra duty and pay more money for the product, right? Anyway, we're going to get into the story in just a moment. This is Juan. It's the Eurocentric artists being favored over the West Indian artists. Maybe Curly here, Darvel is biased. I mean, Shaggy's Jamaican. So is Dexter Dapps. It's any event that involves the gathering of large amounts of black Bahamians will be denied. That's the way this country and its political leaders operate. It's fine if it's for foreigners, especially the light-skinned one. Okay. Can I tell you something? I'm not supposed to talk about this because what happens at the light skin meetings is supposed to be confidential. But as a collective, we spend a lot less time talking about skin color than the not light skin people, in my experience. I know you think we all get together and cut out pictures of dark-skinned people and throw darts at them. That doesn't happen. One thing was true. That was the prediction of Dr. Miles Monroe. He said there would be many people dying. I've never seen so many wreaths on houses than these days. He didn't give a specific time, but he said in the near future. I mean, would Miles Monroe have been going out on a particularly long limb to predict that people were going to die? Have people not been dying always? I was going to say something, but I realized it'd be insensitive, so I'm not going to say it. Because I hear a lot of that now. Look at all the people dying. People have always died. Right? I'll say a softer version of what I want to say. People say, we got to do XYZ to keep this one alive because you don't want grandma and grandpa to die. No, I don't want grandma and grandpa to die. I don't. But grandma and grandpas die. Not because we neglect them or because we're terrible people, but because people who are older die. We don't like it, and it hurts, and it sucks, and we want to do all we can. But since the beginning of time, we have accepted that as people get older, their risk of dying increases dramatically. And when they die, we're sad, and we mourn them, and we grieve them, and we tried everything we can. But they do die. My grandfather died before I was born. He died at 60 of heart disease. My grandmother died when I was 10 years old on my mother's side. They were gone, both of them. My grandparents on my father's side died when I was in my early 20s. My father died when he was 66 years old before my children were born. All right? It's unfortunate that people die, but older people do die. All right? So Miles Monroe, to me, that wasn't some startling revelation he had that people were going to die. People have always been dying, particularly older people. Well, until these F&Ms stop trying to make Minnis seem like some Nostradamus, he was lost and clueless as a PM. I'm like, what headwinds was Minnis talking about? This says, someone told me they visited a church once with 90% women, and the pastor made a prophecy, one of you in here today is pregnant. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not, that's not a real hard to pin down, or, you know, you need divine, like, inspiration to say these sorts of things, you know? Lots of people are going to die. Yeah, that lots of people always die. All right, let's talk about the fuel prices. And that's not to say I want anyone who's older to die. I didn't want my father to die. I didn't want my mother to die. I don't want my grandparents to die. But I understand that older people do die, right? My wife's mom died, and she was relatively young. And it's heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. But this does happen. Death is a part of life, particularly as you get older. We seem to have lost some perspective on that in the past 2 years, as if older people, under no circumstances, should die. That's a natural part of life. If children are dying, if young people, then you go, well, this isn't normal. If older people are dying, it's not good, and you don't want them in a situation where they're in a nursing home and it's spread, and sickness is spreading rapidly, etc. But the modus operandi nowadays cannot be that we don't expect people who are older to die, because that's always been the case. All right, brace for food price increases. This is the headline today's Guardian. SuperValu CFO urges Bahamians to budget and make their money stretch. SuperValu's chief financial officer, Deborah Simonette, yesterday urged Bahamians to budget their money and brace for price increases on grocery items. Simonette said the price increases brought on by supply chain issues caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, coupled with a 10% increase in value-added tax on breadbasket items, present a double whammy for some shoppers. According to the CFO, SuperValu suppliers have already increased prices 2 and 3 times in some cases, and this is expected to continue. Unfortunately, I cannot offer you any hope that there will be relief in the near future, because everything is really crazy right now, and I do believe that this is going to continue for a while, said Simonette. She said, we're experiencing a lot of price hikes ourselves. The suppliers are hitting us with price hikes every day or so. So in certain cases, we have no choice but to pass it on to the consumer. We've tried our best to hold off on price hikes as best we could for as long as we could by buying ahead at the lower prices, but once these supplies have been depleted, we're going to have to pass on the higher prices that are being passed on to us. There was a 10% VAT increase on breadbasket items, coupled with the inflation that has presented itself lately. It's a double whammy. It's a worldwide thing. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I don't know that the 10% VAT increase on breadbasket items is going to hit that hard, but okay, I don't just buy breadbasket items. Actually, I'll say this. I don't know anybody who just goes and buys breadbasket items in the store. Tell me if you know anybody who has the breadbasket item list on them, and they go, well, I'm not buying that. They just buy whatever the hell they could afford, right? It said, she urged customers to not look at the price increase as a super value issue, but to understand that inflation is global. We're trying our best and giving you the best prices on certain items. She added that producers and shippers continue to have difficulties with labor shortages, factory shutdowns, trucker shortages, and shipping issues, all due to the pandemic. Simonette said in some cases, all of these issues affect suppliers, driving up the cost of the products they produce, leaving the end user, the customer, grimacing at items on the shelf. We're seeing some crazy, crazy stuff, she said. Consumers should be prepared. Budget your money and make it stretch as far as it can. There's nothing we can do. We just have to fall in line. In its monthly economic and financial developments report for December 21, which was released on January 31st, the Central Bank of the Bahamas said, though remaining somewhat contained, inflationary pressures are anticipated to firm as a result of the uptick in international oil prices and rising costs in the imported goods from the United States. Okay? So this has been happening all over the world. In a report earlier this month titled Global Food Prices in January, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations said the gauge for world food prices went up in January, largely catalyzed by supply-side constraints for vegetable oils. The World Economic Forum said in late December, inflation is pushing up the prices of essential goods such as food, transport, and utilities. Said more than two-thirds of people around the world were feeling the squeeze. As the cost of living rises, the poorest in society are suffering most. Experts say the price of oil is a major driver of inflation because it used to make and deliver goods. It is used to make and deliver goods. But shortages of raw materials and finished products caused by the economic recovery after lockdowns have also been blamed. Okay? So you can understand what's going on globally. All right? And I could see at the food store, the breadbasket items making a difference. I could also see at the pharmacy, some of that making a difference throughout the rest of the retail, wholesale, large ticket consumption. I think people have saved money. We have certain things that are price controlled, but certain things that are not. One of the smarter things done by the Minnesota administration, I'll say, was to engage in the hedge strategy for oil pricing. Whether that will be able to be continued past this summer at the current rate that's locked in is doubtful, but we'll see what happens, you know? I'm going to say this, right? And it's unfortunate, but it is a consequence of choices that those of us who can afford it will have to make. Okay, so, and those who can't afford it as well, in actuality. So, for instance, my kids, my daughter in particular, she likes whipped cream with her cocoa or hot chocolate or whatever like this, right? So they prefer the store-bought hot chocolate or cocoa, Swiss Miss or whatever it is. And she likes whipped cream. So I took her in the food store with me. And you know what's ironic? Like I took my 5-year-old daughter in the food store with me. She's almost six. And the guy who came in behind me, he was like, I hope you brought your wallet. You're bringing a woman in the food store with you. Which is sexist. But true. So, which is ironic is that my daughter is asking me to get certain things. And I go, sure, okay. So she likes whipped cream or the cocoa. No problem. So the price of the cocoa is almost double since a year ago. But I'll buy the cocoa. They're not in school. You guys having them sit in front of a computer for 8 hours a day. They don't get to see their friends, etc. So I don't mind doing some nice things for them. That's why I get them the candy, whatever like this. So I go, okay, I'll get the cocoa. So we're going to the dairy aisle. And she goes, oh, can I get the whipped cream? And I go, yeah, go get the whipped cream. So she brings me back a can of whipped cream, right? And it's the tall can of whipped cream. And the whipped cream cost $9.50 for a spray can of whipped cream like this that's big as this roll of paper towels, right? Which isn't that big. I'm holding up. Kermit can see it. Or maybe if you're watching on the thing, you can see it. And so normally I don't trip, you know? Because when I go in the grocery store, I just grin and bear it. Because I don't want to pay for it, but I can afford to pay extra for groceries. And I just bite the bullet and say, you know what? There's so much going on that we're not doing. Plus, I'm saving money in other areas with cutting out the alcohol and all this other stuff. So I don't mind. I do it. But I look at a $9.50 before VAT can of whipped cream. And we can't have whipped cream with the hot cocoa. All right? Not this can. We can get like the really small can of whipped cream, or we can get like some off-brand whipped cream. The Ready Whip, right? We can't have that one, this big can of it, right up and now, for $10 for a can of whipped cream. I'd rather go buy heavy cream and go whip it at home and try my luck with it. My mom knew how to make whipped cream. She had all that weird kitchen stuff, though. I'd rather go try my luck at home than go spend $10 for a can of whipped cream, right? And explain this to me. This is how the world works, right? So, a can of whipped cream. Anyway, I don't wanna do that. Anyway, when you check the price of the can of whipped cream, compare it what it cost today to a year ago. Then go check what a pint of scotch cost a year ago compared to today. The scotch is more price stable than the whipped cream. So you're going to have to make choices. You're either going to be able, you're going to buy stuff and it's going to cost you more money, or you're going to have to avoid stuff. So for instance, if you talk to the Jamal Monker from New Life, he talks about seasonal eating, right? I don't want to do seasonal eating, and my household doesn't really do seasonal eating, right? So grouper's out of season. But if I want grouper, I'm going to go pay $15 a pound for like some frozen grouper at the place up on Bernard Road, right, for some grouper steaks. But grouper's out of season. I get other fish for much more affordable, but I'm making choices, right? I don't want to eat fruits and vegetables in season. If that were the case, I'd be eating jujus alone for 90 days, which I don't have a problem because I've only got like several juju trees still going in our yard. So I want strawberries year-round, right? So I'm going to go pay for strawberries. I want cherries year-round. I don't know how the hell they grow the cherries. I want limes all year-round, right? And here's the other thing. Don't be so naive as to think the people who are selling us these products don't understand what it is we like, okay? So, for instance, one of the biggest producers of limes in the world, particularly in this region, is Mexico. All right, so we're getting a lot of limes from the East Coast to Mexico. Whether Mexico has a good lime harvest or a mediocre lime harvest, they're going to send every lime they can, as corky or as rough and as bumpy as the lime is, they're going to send them all to the Bahamas because they know we're going to buy them. We're going to buy the limes. If it's 4 limes for $1, we're going to buy the limes. If it's 79 cents plus VAT for a single lime of the same size when they were 4 for $1 before, we're going to buy it. They know us, right? So a lot of this is choices we make. A lot of this is appetites that we have. If we were willing to buy key limes from local producers, if we were willing to subsidize, spend money at farmers markets, etc., we could probably get better deals on a lot of stuff. Now, you do have certain producers who supply Lyford Key, Albany, big hotels. They're going to charge whatever because those are rich people and they're going to pay for whatever. They'll buy a $20 can of whipped cream. The rich people probably have something I don't even know about that goes on cocoa. They may have something better than cocoa I don't know about. Maybe cocoa's for broke people. All right? But a lot of this is the choices we make. And am I saying the government is absolved in all of its responsibility for not stimulating local growth, local production, subsidizing chicken, for instance? Nobody eats more chicken than we do, right, per capita, I don't think, on Earth, right? We import millions and millions of pounds of chicken a year. Yet very few Bahamians produce chicken on a scale that can satisfy even a tenth of what our appetite is for it. And that doesn't make any sense. All right? We go to the store and we buy peas that are grown in a different country where people are getting paid to plant the peas, people are getting paid to harvest the peas, people are getting paid to clean the peas, process the peas, can the peas, ship the peas. We're paying those people to do that. When we wouldn't buy peas from our own local producers here, even if it costs just a little bit more money. Stay tuned, we're going to be back on the other side.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh crack and sack muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Excludes airport locations.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Burger King Nassau is taking spice to new heights with the new Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwiches. Enjoy your choice of a flame-grilled Whopper or crispy chicken filet topped with chipotle sauce, guacamole, jalapenos, cheese, lettuce, tomato, all on a fresh potato bun. The new Baja sandwiches at Burger King Nassau pack plenty of flavor, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings, it's the perfect way to fill your day. The Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwich are only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Good day, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services. How may I help you today?
Hey, listen, I just heard about you all, man.
Yes, sir. How may I help you, sir?
I hear you all giving out free drinks. And I's a mom with 12 children. I love free drinks.
Well, yes, sir. If you're ordering with Airborne Freight and Cargo Services for the first time, we will be giving you prizes just for shipping with us.
Hold on, wait. What are you all giving out, sir?
Well, we're giving away gas vouchers, coupons from various outlets, up to 20% off your shipping fee, and so much more.
Could y'all please stop slamming my door? None of y'all paying no bills inside, you. Sorry about that, Mom. Hey, y'all is shipped double shoulders because this woman expecting twins again, Dred.
Airborne Freight and Cargo Services. Get rewarded for being a new customer on top of our already low rates. Call us at 377-0450 or visit us on Facebook at Ship Airborne for more information.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on
242-356-0249. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. We're talking about food prices going up. We were talking about Dexadapt before. Wanted to get into oil prices. We'll see if we have time. We had a call in line. This text says, the boy said he walked in a mostly black theater. It was like he walked into the Planet of the Apes. What? Oh, who you mean, Joe Rogan? Man, y'all go cancel him if y'all want. I don't care. What y'all do to Joe Rogan? He ain't gave me a dollar. That is some cultural inflection point. I just said I don't think everybody should be canceled for just saying something. That's all. Y'all want to cancel him? I don't care, right? You could hate Joe Rogan. You could have R. Kelly. You could have Whoopi Goldberg. I'm going to say just let me keep Bill Cosby and Michael Jackson because I, like, rate them. And if I could keep the Whoopi Goldberg movies, that'd probably be okay. But go cancel Joe Rogan. I really don't care. I'll be honest with you. I ain't going to bat for him. As for me, I use the N-word loosely, in and out of any context anyone might feel comfortable with. And I feel no weight about it. I just don't do it on air anymore because I've been asked to tone that down. Okay? But go cancel Joe Rogan. I truly don't care. This says, let's go to the call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Juan, you know what I did? You know, you got juju around like crazy now. They're all over the place. It might be tedious, but Juan, one of these days, let your children do it. Go pick some juju and you have to buy some, cut them up, you know, take the seeds out and put them in your smoothie. You don't want nothing better than that.
A juju smoothie. I could try that. My mom has several juju.
You can put some banana, whatever you want, and let me tell you one. Because, you know, juju is full of vitamin C. And like your mom said the other day, seasonal fruit is so good for the body. And what I'm doing now, I'm cutting them up and freezing them. I got money with six containers with juju in it right now. That when the season out, I will have some to carry me along. Mm-hmm. And even when almond in season, I go and pick the almond because I know there's some, when you bite it, your teeth stay in it. That's how thick it is. Mm-hmm. I take my time and I cut them up and I freeze them and I put them in my smoothie. Same thing with the dilly.
Dilly, I could see, yeah.
Because, you know, they're loaded, them seasonal fruit is good for the body. Why do you think those older people on the island are so? Because they eat everything in the season. Everything. You get all the vitamin C and everything out of it. And another thing, Juan. The last time I'd been away, I bought a couple of bags of almonds and walnut and quinoa and cashew and all of those things. Because you can go in the store with your Sam's and you could get a bag for $15. You're paying $30 for a bag over here. Mm-hmm. $30. And some people say, oh, well, all the money you got to spend. But see, you have to plan your trip. You work with all your custom deals. You know, you can pay all your house bill, your mortgage, whatever you have to do. That's something you plan and plan out your vacation around that and you shop. Put it on the boat, ship it, and I, like I told Dwight this morning, when you go away and buy in bulk, make sure separate your duty-free items, like, say, wash and powder, whatever is duty-free, because if you combine everything together, the customs thing is separate that. They can put all the duty together. So you separated all your wash and powder, and that'd be duty-free, so you wouldn't be paying duty, but if you mix them up, you can pay the whole duty on them. But like I said, try those juju, man. Hey, They're awesome. They could be sweet or sour because it's really good. Because I like them tangy sometimes, mm-hmm. You know. Because
I can be real with you. I ain't trying to freeze juju. I can just keep it real with you.
You can eat it just like...
I'll eat some off the tree, you know what I mean? But I ain't trying to keep them around. So. No,
but see, once you... It seems like you buy strawberries and you freeze it. You know.
We could do that. Yeah, strawberries, yeah. Right.
Because they get frozen blueberries and strawberries and everything now.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah. Right.
But that dilly, too, try to make even dilly ice cream. Go and Fox it, buy some dilly.
I've had dilly ice cream.
Make dilly ice cream.
I've had it. It's good. I've had soursop ice cream, too. It's really good. Thanks. Like, I grew up with juju trees in my yard, and I would have some, and people would be like, juju, pick me juju. And I always used to, like, not tell people when they were jujus, because everyone thinks, like, go picking jujus is like some easy thing you enjoy doing. Go pick me some juju. Why? you could come pick them if you'd like. You could bring a grocery bag and have all you could eat. It says death is a scare tactic. Remember how they use terrorists having weapons of mass destruction as a reason to go to war? Just a little bit in this vial will kill all of us. It's the same old game. We're not wise enough to see it. I mean, you don't want no one to die, but you got to deal with the fact that people do die. And it says, my father died at 85 years, 32 years ago. My mother will be 99 years old, March 24th, planning a wonderful party for her, God's willing. That's great. They were blessed with long lives. It says, is Kay Forbes Smith contract among the terminated deployment contracts of Michael Pintard and the F&M leadership sought legal advice to challenge, then demand the PLP to reinstate, or is Pintard blindsided by the facts? Again, his silence must be explained. You know, I wanted to talk about that too, and I don't know that we'll have time. Like how Minnis, like, he's not familiar with her contract. Bro. Former PM, let me be respectful. What is it that you're talking about? You're not familiar with Kay Forbes? Are you familiar with the Disaster Reconstruction Authority Act? Let me ask you if you're familiar with that, since you're not familiar with the Kay Forbes Smith contract. Are you familiar with the fact that you, as Prime Minister, and any minister you put to oversee the Disaster Reconstruction Authority would have been directly responsible for determining what the salary and benefits of the managing director is? You familiar with that part? Let me see if you're familiar with it. Go to the schedule of the Disaster Reconstruction Act, where it says Section 9. Section 9 is titled Managing Directors. Section 9 says there shall be a managing director who shall be appointed by the board with the prior approval in writing of the minister, all right? So Iram Lewis, who was your minister of state, okay, in the office of the prime minister, had to have, either you or Iram Lewis, had to be the one who approved in writing for Kay Forbes Smith to be the managing director. Two of Section 9, the managing director may be appointed for a term not exceeding 5 years and shall be eligible for reappointment but not hold office for more than 10 years in total. Three, the managing director shall be the chief executive of the authority and shall be responsible to the board for the day-to-day administration of the affairs of the authority and the provision of technical advice and guidance in matters of policy. So are you familiar with those? Because that means you and or Iram Lewis had response. So Iram Lewis would have, because he was appointed before there was a disaster reconstruction authority, if you put him in charge of it. He would have been appointed in September, shortly after Dorian hit, and this would have gone into effect in November. Section 4, the minister shall determine the salary and other benefits to be paid to the managing director. The minister, okay? Also, her term was for 4 years. Any contract that's 3 years or more goes to cabinet. The appointment of boards, last I checked, and the managing director is a member of the board, last I checked, the appointment of boards goes through cabinet. Section 9 of the Schedule of the Disaster Recovery Act, Part 5. The managing director may, with the prior approval of the minister, be removed from office on the grounds of misconduct, inefficiency, or other good cause. Okay, so the minister has the approval to, has the authority to remove the managing director for cause, with cause. Okay, now the lawsuit said there was a letter from the office of the prime minister. I wasn't able to read the letter from the office of the prime minister, but perhaps she was dismissed with cause that we're not aware of. Now, does that mean her contract is not to be paid out? Not necessarily if there wasn't an exit clause. But certainly, you should be familiar, as the prime minister, under whose authority this fell, that the, either you or the minister you put in charge of it appoints the, or gives approval for who the managing director would be, and the board appoints that person. All right? And you should be aware that yourself as a substantive minister and or the minister you put in charge of it would determine the salary and other benefits under law, like the $30,000 a year in housing benefit, all right? And you'd be aware that you or the minister you would put in charge of it can remove the managing director of the Disaster Reconstruction Authority. Under the law, that's what we're doing, right? That's what establishes the actual authority, the law, right? So you're not familiar with the contract? Tell me another one. All right, this says, hey, Juan, homemade whipped cream is made with heavy cream, which is also $9. You can't win, bro. Oh, the heavy cream costs $9 too? Yikes. Let's go to phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, Juan.
Yes, hello.
Yes, a good show today. I'm more interested in talking about the inflation and what as a country we could do for ourselves.
Yes.
You know, I've been manufacturing from impact. Most of my adult career has been in manufacturing and basically working for myself. And I can tell you this now, it is not an easy road. You know, it is very, very easy to grow chickens. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to can pigeon peas. Very easy to do many things. But the problem comes when you have to compete. And if you're not operating at economies of scale, mm-hmm. which requires large amounts of money to give the consumer here options of good quality and cheaper prices, we would continue to just import and we'll be talking this stuff over and over again. I have friends that are growing chickens and doing eggs and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, you might say, yeah, I want to start a business and I want to start growing chickens. And you might get, you know, 50 biddies or whatever, and you grow them up. And you will find out all kinds of problems. All kinds of problems you're going to encounter because you don't have the capital to invest in that business where you can compete with the foreign imports. You know, we in a country, we only know about buying and selling. We're not a country known for manufacturing anything, not even fish. In fact, the highest cost of protein in this country is would be surrounded by fish,
mm-hmm.
and the prices just keep going ridiculous. And there's a madness to it, and no one seemed to be able to figure this out. But I think I got a good idea. If you don't have access to big capital, you'll work yourself to death, and all you'll get out of it is a salary for yourself and the job. And, you know, Vaughn, I feel for a lot of people that, you know, that are trying to do some agriculture with produce and going on Gladstone Road and trying to sell it. But they can't supply the market. You need big money, Vaughn. Without access to capital, we're doomed with manufacturing. So we'll continue to import and wait on the tourists. And it's like we're powerless, man.
I don't know about powerless. I do understand your concept about access to capital, but there is something such as starting off small and growing something. So, for instance, and to the extent the police are going to raid you, my friend, know that I'm not saying where you live, but my boy Watto, right, he's got a big backyard, all right, and he's growing chickens back there, all right, and goats, and he sells, like, the fresh eggs from the chickens, all right? And he's moving his business along, right, and starting off small and going there. Yes, there's something to say about access to capital and whether you can compete with the big boys, and I think there's something to the government leveling the playing field in that respect that they can play. But also, you know, there's such a thing as you could do backyard farming and save money. There's such a thing as lots of people who live on the islands have wooden boats. All right. In Exuma, they still build boats. You know, on different islands, they build boats. They have people on the island in Long Island who dive for fish, for lobster, for crawfish, who go out and fish for their food, sustain themselves that way. Now, if you're saying you want to have this lifestyle where you don't actually produce anything and all you do is consume, then you do run into issues there. So I do see that. But my cousin, Gerard, they won't raid you, Gerard, because you're not doing anything weird. I don't know what Watto's doing. I don't know if he needs permits for the animals. Anyway, my cousin Gerard, he's got his farm on the side of his house set up on, like, what do you call them? Boxes, right? He's growing kale. He's growing different herbs, spices, vegetables. All right, that's going to take a big chunk out of his grocery bill. So there are things you can do, but I do understand about access to capital. And I would, because Lang had a chicken farm too. And to me, if you can successfully grow chickens and process them, you should be in the money in the Bahamas. Because we eat chicken. I know we eat chicken, limes, tomatoes, onions. Rice, we don't grow here. We could grow peas here, we eat that. And we eat pork, we can do pigs here too. And we have beef, we got cows here. Anyway. Juan, be honest, is it the truth or a lie? The former PM competent authority minister said he's not familiar with Ms. Smith's contract. Well, I ain't going to call nobody no liar. I'm just asking him if he's familiar with the Disaster Reconstruction Authority Act. So I think Hubert Minnis needs to realize that with every announcement disavowing his knowledge of things that went on during his tenure, he demonstrates that he was not running this country with the diligence expected of the office of prime minister. Uh-huh. So, anyway. So the president of the Senate leaves to go run an entity that you just put into law a couple of months ago, and you don't know what the salary and benefits are. All right. I gotcha. Juan, could you do a show on BAMSI and what's going on there? Food independence should be a number one priority of this new government. Juan, they should have asked the former PM if he's familiar with his 2017 campaign director. People don't care about us like that, you know. Juan, you said you were going to talk about rising gas prices. I was. We kind of ran out of time, though. Most do not know that if you buy gas for $3, the gas station operator makes 54 cents a gallon. If you buy gas for $5, the gas station operator makes 54 cents a gallon. Whatever the price, the gas station operator makes 54 cents a gallon. It is government with VAT and the other taxes that is movement in a positive way on the price of gas. It's an untenable situation for the gas station operators. They do not control the price of gas, nor make extra profit when the price of gas increases. Yeah, the Petroleum Retail Dealer Association guy wouldn't talk to us, but I do see the story in The Guardian talking about gas prices. And I think that's an important story as well, because we're already paying $5 a gallon for the gas, depending on where you go. All right? So it's very interesting. It says, better don't let Ross to know where them juju trees are. But on a serious note, I need some of them juju. I love all our seasonal fruit. Well, I ain't going to go pick the juju, I can tell you that. Juan, being in traffic, I had to use the N-word. I use it with no compunction. My father hated it, right? And that's all we grew up on was, like, rap music. Like, dancehall just started using the N-word maybe, like, as far as I can tell, 10 years ago. It was all we listened to, my brother and I, growing up. And my father hated it because that generation was so closely tied to, like, the civil rights generation, where that was the worst thing you could call a black person. And to hear us, like, celebrating saying it, he hated it. Hated it. I tried as much as I could to avoid saying it around him. But then it became so ubiquitous in our lexicon that it's just, it's not something you can really avoid. I tried to on the radio. It says, to be honest, I don't think these price increases, the rate of inflation, are influenced by actual amount costs are increasing. Is there really any authority if these increases are justified? I'm skeptical because if it's one thing I'm sure of, like Michael Jackson said, they don't really care about us. They're thinking like business persons, and last I checked, if you see an opportunity to increase profits and get away with it, you will take it. Well, think about it, right? And this may seem counterintuitive, right? If I'm a business owner, I'm reluctant to increase my prices. Why? Because there's already competition out there in the market, even if I own the largest grocery store chain in the country, okay? And also, I have to realize as a business owner that people only have so much money to spend. And I'm going to look at what the average person spends, and I'm trying to get you to maximize your spending in my store. So I'm only going to put prices up as a last result. I'm not just going to keep increasing prices to increase my profit margin. I'm going to increase prices as my costs increase. But as a business owner, unless you have some sort of luxury product, right, that people are going to buy no matter what the market conditions are, then you really don't want to put your prices up. When you put your prices down is when people often consume more things. Just like the banks understand that. That's why you get lower interest rates now. When people are borrowing less money, they lower the interest rates to spur people to borrow. So it's not the cherries one. Them cherries are like gold. I can't eat them. Strawberries I only get on sale for $4.99 or lower. Mind you, I thought in 2020, pandemic drama, I'd be eating homegrown coconuts and needlefish. Now it seems like that's a 2022 run. So the price of rum ain't changed. Get beers one. It says, good afternoon. Forget the strawberries, cherries. Every season is a fruit. Feast on them. Better for your health. Organically grown. Yeah, agreed. Says, Juan, do you stand by Joe Rogan? Stand by Joe Rogan? I'm so sorry. Let me explain something to you. I don't know Joe Rogan at all. I don't care what you do. So, no, I don't stand by anyone I don't know. So I don't stand by Joe Rogan or any random celebrity that you guys follow. There's no impact on my life. Like, I know a lot of you are invested in celebrity culture because Rihanna's having a baby. But I only mention Joe Rogan as pertains to a certain cultural point of view of being able to say things and not say things. I don't care what you do to him. That has no bearing whatsoever on my life. I know a lot of you are invested in people you will never know and who actually don't have any direct, tangible impact on your life. I'm kind of not. Says, hi, the drug trade spoiled many of us. We stopped cooking our own food and started depending on Square Grouper. Well, there you go. Hi, when I raised chickens when I was 12 years old, I started with 3 hens. In 3 years, I had over 200. It says, no NIB unemployment, that stopped. No food assistance, that stopped. What the hell, the PLP dealing with? No warning, they just cut us off cold turkey. Didn't they tell you months ago that I was going to stop? Juan, did you see the crowd at the opening of Parliament? What's wrong with granting the permission for Dexta? I agree. You had an indoors opening of Parliament with thousands of people. I don't understand what the difference is. Juan, I'm convinced that our black leaders authored Animal Farm. Darvel just said on your 1 p.m. news that the hotels are not allowed to hold concerts, but it's up to national security to ensure it. Go figure. Yeah, that's strange. Georgia Orwell wrote Animal Farm, but still. Says, oh no, $9 for whipped cream, but imagine that goes with the negligee for Valentine's Day. I'm not paying $9 for whipped cream, I can tell you that. That's a no. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Warren.
How's it going?
Them juju, right? Why they stick you? Why they hurt so much? Like an extra hurt. Anyhow, Warren, which minister you think called K for? Tell her, I want you to step down from the Senate. I got something for you. Which minister has the power? But men seem to be lost. That, and he found out, write a contract and we'll sign it. Because as prime minister, he should know these things. He had no pulse. I don't know what he did all day for 4 years as prime minister. What did he do? What?
Minutes?
Yeah, so what he did. He's aloof.
He did a number of things. Go check out their manifesto.
Because he had to pick her He has to pick the next leader of the Senate. He should be aware of these things. Why he wanted her to leave and get a big contract. He did it. But I think that under him, every minister is their own prime minister in their ministry. Every minister did what they wanted to do. Because he was lost.
Yeah. I mean, we'll agree with that point. He was lost.
Nico Grant say that. Loretta Bunner say that. And the fact that I say this man is inept of his duty. He's as stupid. He's, I don't know what's wrong with his brain. And the more he talk, the worse he gets us. He even fights himself. How stupid he is.
Okay. Someone sent me something about the Groove Cruise. Pirates Cove Zipline and Water Park. It says this happened January 24th in Freeport. The Groove Cruise? It's like a spring break thing? That's a look like Americans. I ain't gonna lie, I don't know if they're Americans. Actually, they're wearing American bikinis. What is this, on Instagram? Oh, there's a video on Instagram. This happened in Freeport? Look at this. Come on now. They can have this in Freeport and a mask among a plenty bikini. Lord. This happened in Freeport, the Groove Cruise. Wow. I didn't even know. I did not know this happened in January 24th. Yeah, this looks like a lot of Americans. Well, I'll just be real with you. It's like they're all white people. I'm just assuming they're from America. That's interesting. Yeah, it's a different set of treatment, I guess. You're right. Okay, this says, why do we have such a healthy appetite for the worst of other countries? Tell Dexter to keep his smut and black youth degradation in Jamaica. I don't think that's fair. I mean, he's popular. He's had songs that are millions of people listen to. Because you rap or sing about a certain thing doesn't necessarily mean you believe in that thing or live that particular lifestyle. I've had to come to understand that with a lot of dancehall and with a lot of hip-hop. Some do, mind you. But you kind of got to reconcile the two, you know? The music and the art differentiated from the actual artist. It says Resorts World Bimini is having a concert this weekend. Really? Well, I know Shaggy's happening soon. I don't know if that's this weekend. But the Super Bowl's this weekend, so that's going to be something, too. Are you guys going to shut down all the Super Bowl stuff? Can no one go to anybody's house for the Super Bowl? All right. Just bring Spice, and let's send our daughters. Spice? Do I know who that is? I'll have to look it up. Anyway, we've talked about a variety of topics today. We didn't get into the gas thing, but certainly the food thing is a cause for concern. There are different ways about it, but the natural inclination to go toward blame the government for what's going on with the food thing, I don't buy that wholesale. I do understand that there's lots of things the government can do to make that happen, and we do want to know what happened to our $100 million investment in BAMSI in terms of just regular stuff we can get. But a lot of it has to do with consumer demand. You dig? Like, the Koreans aren't going to send, like, the little boxcars here if they're not going to sell. They know we consume them like crazy. So Bahamas is one of their big markets for it. All right, we got to get out of here. You guys take care out there. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, Bahamas.